tonight. Amen. If you would, take your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 1 and read several verses. And I promise you, I can't see the clock back there. There's a glare on it. I don't know if it's from the light or from my head. So either way, I can't hardly see it. But I promise I will not keep you long tonight. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 1. The Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins," hallelujah, "hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness and for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, I need your help tonight. Lord, I need you. I can't do anything without you. And Lord, if I tried to do anything without you, I'd be a failure. But Lord, I thank you for your goodness to me, my family, to our church, our pastor. I pray that you just continue to bless them while they're in Papua New Guinea and bring them home safe. Well, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look back with me in verse 4. The Bible starts out and says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." Tonight, for a few minutes, I want to concentrate on those two words, "but God." But God. You know, I believe if we all thought about it and we look back through our memories, we could find a "but God" story in our life. Something that we've been through, something in our lives that we had to go through and deal with, but God intervened and brought us through it. Tonight I want to speak to you for a few minutes on "but Gods." I've got, you know, several "but God" stories in my life. I don't have the time to give you all of them, but I just want to give you one or two. Amen. I'm preaching tonight. See how good it is. Praise the Lord. I remember I used to have a 1965 Ford Mustang and school bus shell. School bus shell. I just had three stores painted together. I thought I was something, praise the Lord. 289 three speed. Did I have very hair in it? No. I mean, yes, I did have hair in it. Wasn't as much, but I still had some. But it was a nice little car. It was good. And back then, I was in the finance business, which I've been in most of my life. And we did what we called chasing. Find what chasing means. If we had people that were past due on their accounts, we would have to go out and chase them down. So one night I was working late, and I had to go chasing, and I took my car out, and it was late coming home, and I said, "Well, it's late, I'm ready to get home." So I was doing about 90 miles an hour going home. And came around the curve, and that was a horse. But afterwards, he wasn't being open. Because 90 miles an hour, I hit it. And my car was not a convertible. But after I hit the horse, it was. So when I hit it, all I had time to do was scream. I hit it, and I went down. The horse went over. Took the top off. I broke a collarbone, busted my head up, but God intervened. Because of He intervened, I'm still here today. Praise the Lord. But God. And I like to go through so many but God stories. And we've had several but God testimonies in our lives where He brought us out of things. I remember one time in meditation, I had a meeting down in Tuscaloosa, where it was an Amish church. It's a long time ago. It's when we had black people. I was coming home. I was driving and I was tired and I didn't really want to go. I lived in Chattanooga and it wasn't that far, so I figured I could make it home. So I was driving home and I guess I was getting sleepy, falling asleep. Amen. So, and all of a sudden, I felt somebody poking me in my side. It was so real. I turned around, turned the lights on in the truck, looked to see poking me. But God, I truly believe in my heart that God sent an angel down to poke me in my side and wake me up. But because God saw fit to take care of me and bring me through another instance, I wouldn't be here today. But God, you know, that's what I call a but God story, a testimony. So tonight, I want to talk to you about but God. I think there's roughly 43 times verses where the Bible starts out with, but God. There's 43, I think, and then there's one that's pretty close to exactly saying, but God. And we'll get that in a minute. But, you know, because of that, what happened to me, there, God, but God, instance where He it was in my life, He was a protector. He was a protector. And what I'm going to look at tonight, all of them should be starting with the verses, but God. All through the Bible, we see God showing up as our protector. In Genesis 50:20, the Bible says, "But as for you, ye thought it evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring it to pass, as it is this day to save much people alive." You know, Joseph's brother, his brother sold him into slavery. They were trying to do him harm. But God meant it differently. He made it work out differently. In Acts 7:9, the Bible says, "And the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him." Aren't you glad that you've been born again tonight? You're His child. But God is with you. God is good to us. Joseph had a but God testimony. Genesis 23, the Bible says, God protected Sarah, Abraham. The Bible says, but God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said unto him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." Abraham, Sarah had a but God testimony. But God came to Abimelech and saved and protected Sarah from Abimelech. Protected Abraham. You know, we all have a but God testimony if we just think about it. You know, I've driven all over the United States, and God has protected me probably an untold number of times. He's protected us. You know, when you're on deputation and you go from church to church, you come across a lot of but God instances. I'm sure, well, Stephen, you and your mother could give us time after time where God protected y'all. All y'all were traveling around. God's good to us. It's good to have a but God. You know, God protected Abraham and Sarah. He protected David, Jonah, Daniel, the lion's den, Moses through the Red Sea, Paul from being when he was shipwrecked and beaten. God is our protector. He's able. Amen. You know, the song says, "He's able, He's able. I know He is able. I know my Lord is able." psalm says, he healed the brokenhearted. He set the captives free. He made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. When I sing that song, I don't sing it past tense. Because he still heals the brokenhearted.
Amen.
He still makes the blind see. Matter of fact, April 17th, 1984, I was blind. He removed those blinders, and now I see. I was born again that night. God is our protector. Not only is he our protector, God is also our provider. He shows up as our provider. God provides our very life and breath. In Luke chapter 12, verse 20, the Bible says, "But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" That was a rich young ruler. That very night, his soul, God took it. God is also our, not only our protector, but he's our provider. If you ever get up here and preach, you'll know that your mouth gets dry, amen. Especially if you take medicine, it dries your mouth out. Amen. God is our provider. He provides our very life and breath. You know, he said, but God said unto him, thou fool. It's bad enough, you know, when I tell Miles, Miles, stop being foolish. Behave yourself. Quit being foolish. But have God say, thou fool. God told you to fool. I believe you know you're in trouble if that happens. Amen. God provides our very life and our breath. You know, we're all God's creation. God created and he gave us breath. He gave us life. We're all his creation, but we're not all his children. In order to become his child, you must be born again. You must be born in his family. God not only provides our life and our breath, God also provides a way of escape for us in a time of need. Exodus 13:18, the Bible says, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel harnessed out of the land of Egypt. God provided a way of escape. God provided Moses and the children of Israel a way of escape out of Egypt through the Red Sea. He provides a way of escape. He also provides a way of escape from temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13, the Bible says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad God is faithful. Amen. I'm glad his faithfulness is nowhere near. God is faithful. He is faithful in all things. But he is faithful. But with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. God is faithful. He's faithful in everything that he does. God also is faithful. He provides us our every sustenance. In Judges 15:19, the Bible says, but God clave in a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name of thereof Ekencor, which is in Lehi unto this day. God provided Samson. After he slew the Philistines, thousands of Philistines, he was given out. He'd given his all as God wanted him to. But God still provided him a drink of water. The Bible says his spirit came again and he revived. God provides us with everything that we need. He provides our every sustenance. Not only does He provide our every sustenance, God provides our every need. Philippians 4:19, this is the one that said was pretty close. It says, but my God, don't you like it? It went from just but God, it went from but God to but my God. Amen. Shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory. Amen. By Christ Jesus. God will provide every need that you ever have. Amen. He's faithful and He's never late. It makes no difference what kind of need it is. If it's a need, He will supply.
Amen.
Now, we've talked about this before. Preacher preached about it before. He may not give you whatever you want, but He promised He would make sure you got everything you need. And if you think you need something and He don't give it to you, He's just going to change your wanter and make it a need. Because some of the things we want are definitely not things we need. Trust me. My wife tells me every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. He provides our every need. And God is able. He's able. He's willing. But my God shall supply how many needs? All your needs. According to His riches in glory.
Yes.
Not from something that I have. If you want me to supply your need,
good luck. Because you'll be in trouble.
But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And He what? He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. God can supply your every need. He's a protector. He's a provider. But God is also our power. God is our power and strength. Psalm 76:26, the Bible says, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Isaiah 40:29, the Bible says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increases strength. Proverbs 21:12, the righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. God is our strength, because we have no strength without Him. We have no strength without Him. God gives us power to withstand all the fiery darts of the wicked, and strength to stand against the wiles of the devil. Folks, we need God. We need the whole armor of God. Praise His name for His power and His strength. Because we really have nothing without Him. You know, sometimes we get so proud in who we think we are, or what we think we are, and our power and our strength and the things that we feel we can do. Pride won't do anything for you. God hates pride. The devil said, I will. I will. I will. Lucifer wanted to be above God. He got proud of who he thought he was. How often do we, when we see ourselves as something more than we are, and all we are is sinners saved by Christ? We don't deserve anything. But God, He gives us our power and strength, as well as being our protector, our provider, and our power. God is also our pardon. He's our salvation and our redeemer. He's our pardon. Psalm 49:15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for He shall receive me, Selah. Amen. My favorite verse in the Bible, when I used to have an occasion to sign a Bible, I would always sign it with this verse. Romans 5:8. But God Amen. But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I love that verse because it takes care of what pride I may have. Because it always reminds me who I am. I'm a sinner. And God saved me while I was yet a sinner. But anything that I did, as we read in Ephesians, for by grace, so we say, not of yourselves. It's a gift to God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's no need for us to get proud, get puffed up in something that we think that we've done, something that we think that we could accomplish on our own. Without God, we are nothing. But God is our salvation. He's our pardon. God is also our partner, our resurrection. He's faithful, and he's our promise keeper. But without God, we're nothing. We would have nothing. But with God, we need nothing. He is our hope, and we can't see a way through. He is our everything. No matter what our circumstances may be, no matter what our circumstances, do not get the last word. Death and disease do not get the last word. The enemy does not get the last word when we have God as always, but God. I praise the Lord that I have an almighty God. That when I have a trouble, when I have a situation, I need his help. I can always say, but God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we've had tonight. Lord, I pray the short time was a blessing, and I pray that you would help our church, Lord. We got a service coming up Sunday. Lord, I pray that you would have folks be faithful. And Lord, I pray for the service Sunday that, Lord, that you would bless. Pray for our pastor, Sister Sarah. Lord, that you would continue to bless him. The service that they'll have tonight, I pray that you just be the power, the strength that our pastor needs tonight. When he was not feeling well, he'd be able to get up and proclaim your word and preach salvation. And those that were lost, Lord, I pray they'd see a need of a Savior. And Lord, anything that happens there, anything that happens here, I pray that, Lord, you will get the honor and glory for it all. For you are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be dismissed.